Candlewick on Brilliance Audio presents Mamie by John Newman, performed by Justine Eyre. Monday is Granny's Day. That's where I go after school every Monday. But first, I always visit Mrs. Lemon's shop to buy a candy bar with the rest of my lunch money. And Mrs. Lemon always says, "And what can I do for my good friend Miss Mimi today?" "I'd like a spiff bar, please, Mrs. Lemon." "One spiff bar coming up, young lady, and a few sweeties just for you." And I hold out my hand, and Mrs. Lemon puts 3 or 4 sweets from the pick and mix onto my palm, and then she closes my fingers into a fist over them. Mrs. Lemon has been giving me free sweets every day since Mammy died. So every day I make sure to drop into her shop. So does Sally, my big sister. She gets sweets too. But today Sally is late because she's hanging around with her goth friends, which means I get to Granny's first.
"Well, if it isn't young Mimi herself visiting her ancient grandparents," declares Grandad when he opens the door, as if it is a big surprise seeing me on the doorstep.
"It's Monday, Grandad," I tell him. "I come every Monday."
"Well, blow me down, so you do."
And he slaps his forehead with his hand, as if to say, how could he have forgotten? He does that every week. And every week, Granny comes bustling out of the kitchen, wiping her floury hands on her apron, and scolds him.
"Well, are you going to let the poor child stand there all day? Come in, Mimi. Don't mind the old fool."
Of course, Grandad is not really an old fool. Well, he is old, but he's not a fool. Anyway, he doesn't mind Granny at all. He just laughs at her and winks at me. Today, Granny has made chocolate eclairs for me, and for Sally when she turns up, and for Connor. He's my big brother, but he has soccer on Mondays, so he doesn't get here till later. Every Monday, Granny cooks cakes, and that's why she's so fat, says Grandad.
"I am not," she says, in her pretend to be cross voice. "Now, sit down there, Mimi, and I am going to pour you a big mug of hot chocolate to go with those chocolate eclairs."
So I sit at the table pushed up against the wall, and Granny puts on the red check tablecloth and the plate with the purple flowers on it and 6 fresh chocolate eclairs oozing with cream. Grandad reaches for one straight away, but Granny slaps his hand.
"Ladies first," she tells him.
"Thank you, Granny," I say, as she puts one on my plate first and on her plate second, and I smile in a ha-ha way at Grandad, who puts on his poor me look.
"Now you may have one," Granny tells him, as if he was a naughty little boy.
Sally arrives just as I finished my second eclair.
"I hope you've left some for me, you greedy pig," she says, and starts stuffing one into her mouth without even putting it on a plate.
The cream squashes up her nose, but Granny just laughs.
"Who's the pig?" I ask her.
But then Grandad drags me away to teach me chess, and we leave Sally and Granny alone to have one of their big, boring chats. This is my second chess lesson. My first lesson was last Monday, and it lasted about 20 seconds because I had to watch my favourite soap opera, Southsiders. I always have to watch Southsiders so that I can fill in Aunt Em on the episodes that she misses.
"Now, we have 10 minutes today before your rubbish show starts," says Grandad, spilling out the chess pieces. "So let's get cracking."
"It's not rubbish, Grandad. It's educational."
"Educational, my bottom. Now, what's this piece called?"
He holds up this little black upside-down cone. Luckily, I know this one.
"It's a prawn, Grandad," I tell him confidently.
He laughs. That's how I know I've got it wrong.
"No, not a prawn, Mimi. A pawn."
"Prawn, pawn. What's the difference?"
Sometimes, I find, adults fuss about nothing.
"One is a shellfish and one is a chess piece. That's the difference,"